כל הלשון, כל התורה, בכל מקום.
Biggest matches for Eiro, and the sugya we will be discussing is a sugya we usually discuss approaching Pesach. But on Chodesh Nisan we usually speak about Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the sugya today is not Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, but rather Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. And let me just clearly explain: there are two different mitzvahs. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is at the Seder night, once a year. Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, every day, twice a day, morning and evening. Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is a Mishnah in Brochas Daf Yud Beis. And that is a Mishnah we all remember, even those that never learned the Brochas, because we remember it from the Haggadah. אומר רב אלעזר בן עזריה, הרי אני כבן 70 שנה ולא זכיתי שתיום זכירת יציאת מצרים בלילויס, עד שדור שבן זוימה, השנה על המן תזכרי שם צסכו מארץ מצרים כל ימי חייך. ימי חייך הוא על היומים, כל ימי חייך אלו הלילויס. So it seems to be clear that this mitzvah is learned from a posik in Parshas Re'ei. And the posik in Parshas Re'ei says, "Lo yisachol olav chametz shiris yomim toichol olav matzah yislecha moiniki v'chepozin yitzosu miyeretz Mitzrayim l'man tizkir l'shem tzeskum miyeretz Mitzrayim kol yimei chayecho." And that is the posuk that Ben Zoymed darshened. So what does it have to do with this week's parsha? It actually doesn't. In next week's parsha, in Parshas Boy, we learn in other posuk, and the posuk says in Parshas Boy, ויום המוישה לוואם זוכר הסיום הזה אשר יצוסם ממסיים הבי סבודן כי בכל זכיות הויצי השם אסכה מזה ולא יוכל חומץ. So why this week? Because in Parshas Va'eru we start learning about the Eser Makos, the 10 plagues that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought on Eretz Mitzrayim. And part of the Shia today is exactly what are we supposed to remember? Is it the actual leaving Eretz Mitzrayim, or the process, or the miracles? What is Chiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? But Rashi, in Parshas Boy, on the Pusik, Zohar Esayoyim Azeh Asher Yetzosim Mitzrayim, and I'm quoting Rashi, Limeid Shemaskiren Yetzias Mitzrayim Bechol Yoyim. So Rashi, Lachorah goes against the Mishnah. The Mishnah learns Chiras Yetzias Mitzrayim Bechol Yoyim, Boiker Ve'erev, from the Pusik in Parshas Re'ei, but Rashi in Parshas Boy, Zohar Esayoyim Azeh Asher Yetzosim Mitzrayim, Limeid Shemaskiren Yetzias Mitzrayim Bechol Yoyim. The Rambam, both in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvos HaSei Kuf Nun Zayin, and in Perek Zayin Halacha Alav Melechus Chometz HaMatzah, the Rambam quotes this posuk, Zohar Esayoyim Azeh, as the source, the primary source, the main source, for Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Seder night. So, L'chorah is a machlokes Rashi and Rambam. How do we understand the posuk in Parshas Boy, Zohar Esayoyim Azeh, Sheyetzosim Mitzrayim? L'chorah the Rambam is based on the Mishnah Brochas Yud Beis. L'man Tizkor is Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. What a Zohar, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Rashi L'shitosi. Ki in Parshas Re'ei on the posuk L'man Tizkor Zohar Tzeischu Mitzrayim Mitzrayim, Rashi explains, Al Yedei Achilas HaPesach V'Hamatzah. And that is L'chorah Pashtei Dekro. Lo Yisoichol Olav Chometz, Shivis Yumem Toichol Olav Matzah, Is L'man Tizkor Zohar Tzeischu. So Rashi's pshat in Parshas Re'ei is L'man Tizkor Al Yedei Achilas Pesach V'Matzah. So it's not a mitzvah b'fnei atzmoi. It is Al Yedei Achilas Pesach V'Matzah. So Rashi L'shitosoi, but the Rambam seems to be based on the Mishnah. How would Rashi explain the Mishnah? So my general feeling is, before we go into a more in-depth study of this fascinating sugya, L'man Tizkor Zohar Tzeischu Mi'eretz Mitzrayim is not a tzivui, it's not a command. It's just an explanation, it's the background. L'man Tizkor Zohar Tzeischu Mi'eretz Mitzrayim, that cannot be a mitzvah. The source of the mitzvah is Zohar Tzeischu Mi'eretz Mitzrayim. From Laman Tiska, we only learn that it is Rotzen Hashem. It's important to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim by day and by night. Yemei Chayecho El Hayomim, Kol Yemei Chayecho El Halelos. So Boze VeLimed Al Ze. What we learn from Laman Tiska is just the principle, days and nights. But the source of the mitzvah as a chiyuv, as a mitzvah, is Zohar Esayim Azeh Asher Yitzoso Mimitzray. But this brings us to a very fundamental question. None of the Moini HaMitzvahs, the great Rishonim that wrote Sifra HaMitzvahs, counts the mitzvah of Schiris Tzias Mitzrayim in the list of Taryag Mitzvahs. Neither the Rambam, nor the Ramban, nor the Smag, nor the Yerayim. The only one that does is the Smag. Sefer Mitzvahs Kotan, Harim Ekorbel, Mitzvah Kuf Yud, and the latest and youngest of Moini HaMitzvahs, the Tashbetz and Sefer Zohar HaRakia. And he wonders why all the great Rishonim omitted this mitzvah from their list. So there are five different approaches and interpretations to understand why doesn't the Rambam or the Ramban or all the others count Schiris and Tzias Mitzrayim as a mitzvah to say. Number one, Yesh Oimrim, that it's only a mitzvah de Rabbonon. That's an Asmachta B'Alma. That is based on the fact that Laman Tiska Hashem says Chomiyas Mitzrayim is not a mitzvah, it's not a command. It's just like Rashi explains, Al Yedei Achilas Pesach V'Matzah, Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to remember. So it is the Rabbonah that implemented Rotzen HaTorah and turned it into a mitzvah, but it's only a mitzvah de Rabbonon. The Pri Chodesh in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, Siman Nun Ches is the first Siman in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, Siv Kol Aleph, has an argument with the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah, Perek Aleph, I think it's Alocha Yugimel, Perek Aleph, Hilchos Kriyas Shema, the Kesef Mishnah maintains that Zman Kriyas Shema Shashachas, Gimel Shois is only a din de Rabbonon, Min HaTorah Kol Hayoyim Kuloi. The Pri Chodesh says no. It is Min HaTorah Gimel Shois, because otherwise Kriya Shema would not be defined as a mitzvah sasei shazman groma. It's noye kol yom v'kol alayla. A mitzvah sasei shazman groma is only a mitzvah that is part of the day, isn't relevant, isn't a chiyuv. So if zman Kriya Shema would only be a derabonon, it means that Kriya Shema is all day and all night. Why is it a mitzvah sasei shazman groma? How would the Kesef Mishnah deal with this argument? Very simple. It is one mitzvah, Kriya Shema Shachas Vavis, but two separate parts of the mitzvah. And Kriya Shema Shel Yoyim is only B'Yoyim, Kriya Shema Shel Laila is only B'Laila, and that is why it's Zman Groma. But the Pri Chodesh has a different feeling, and he says, if the mitzvah is Noye Kol HaYom V'Kol HaLaila, it would not be Zman Groma. And that proves that Zman Krishma is the Oraisa. Then the Pri Chodesh asks a question, so why are Noshim Potter from Schiris Yitzias Mitzrayim? This mitzvah is Noye Kol HaYom V'Kol HaLaila. And then he says, Yesh Loima, that it's only a remez ba'alma. What does he mean? Does it mean that the entire mitzvah is a remez ba'alma? No, definitely not. He means that Droshes Chazal, Kol Yemei Chayecho Elu Aleilois, that is a remez. And I think what the Pri Chodesh means to argue is, Tzchiris Yetzias Mitzrayim and HaTorah is only B'yoyim, B'laila is only D'Rabbonon, and that is why it is a mitzvah sasesha, Hazman Gram. So it's difficult to argue that the entire mitzvah is derabonon, especially in Shittas HaRambam. I just need to turn around and take a Rambam out of the shelf. So I need to read to you the first three halachas in Hilchos Kriyas Shema. Hilchos Kriyas Shema, very first halachas in Sefer Ahava. Halacha Aleph, Pamayim b'kol yom korin Kriyas Shema b'yerev u'beboiker. This is definitely a mitzvah d'oraisa. Halacha beis. Umahu koira. Shloisha parshiyos elu. Shema. Vohim shemaya. Veyoima. D'oraisa. And then halacha gimel the Rambam writes. V'yafar b'shem mitzvah tzitzis neges balayla. So why do we read parsha gimel balayla? It's about tzitzis. Tzitzis ein neges balayla. Koyden oisa balaylo, mnei sheyesh ba zichro nitzies mitzayim. Ve mitzvah lahask yitzies mitzayim bi yoyim ve balaylo shalem ala mantis giyom tzies kol nitzayim. Kol yemei chayecho. So isn't it clear that the Rambam maintains chiyas and siyasayim as min ha-toyra? But the Rambam's punchline comes now. V'kriyas sholosh pashyos elu al seder zeh, hi hanikreis kriyas shema. So it's clear beyond doubt, according to the Rambam. It's part of kriyas shema, and it's a mitzvah diuraisa. Hadr kushel dichta, so why doesn't he bring it in minyan hatariyag? It's also lechayr aloch mefresh and a gemon freshes and brachas chafara from it. Alef sofek kol meemiz viatzef sofek loy om meemiz viatzef viatzef sofek regarding parashat yom shel kriyas shema and berachas kriyas shema chayze vekoyre because it's a sveik in the uraisa. So explanation number one falls. Number two, prima godem psiche korlelas. Psichel Hilchas Kriya Shema has an interesting ha'ora, and he says, maybe ben atoyer a person has yoytze this mitzvah b'machshava, and it's only the rabbonim that he needs to be koyre, that he needs to verbalize, that he needs to lahoytzi b'sfosov. And maybe because of yoytze b'machshava, it's not on the list. But then the prima godem chozaboy, and he retracts, because he quotes various different mitzvahs that are also b'mashava, and they are in the minion of Taryag, so that wouldn't be a reason that this mitzvah should not be included in the list of Taryag. Explanation number three, and this is very appealing, and that's the Tzlach. And the Tzlach says, the mitzvah of Schiris Yetzias Mitzrayim, the source is Lamantis Giyon Tzeis Chomiyetz Mitzrayim Kol Yemei Chayecho. And the Tzlach is based on the Rambam, not Rashi ala Torah. To the best of my memory, he doesn't even quote Rashi ala Torah, but I'm not sure. I didn't look it up now. The Tzach says that the mitzvah of Schiris Atzias Mitzrayim is not a mitzvah gemura because it's not a command, it's not a loshen tzivui. It's just what I define Ratzayin HaTorah. So in the new edition of Minchas Osher ala Torah, I'm not sure, I think it's a Menun Beis in Chumash Devorim. But all my Talmidim know, this is one of the most fundamental principles I mention a lot in my Shiurim. Ratzon HaTorah. Ratzon HaKodesh Baruch Hu Kefi Shehu Mitbateh B'Torah. So above and beyond the Taryag Mitzvahs, there are many additional mitzvahs. They're not included in the list of Taryag, because Taryag is a tzivui, a command. So the Tzlach says, Schiris Yetzias Mitzrayim is min haTorah, but because it's not a mitzvah gemura, unlike Zocher Es HaYom HaZeh, which is a command, Laman Tizkor, like Rashi explains, Alidei Pesach, Alidei Matzah, and therefore, it's not on the list of Taryag. And this Tzlach has a lot of appeal to me because it is included in my huge siman in which I quoted so many different sources of Ratzon HaTorah. Approach number four, which has also tremendous appeal to me, and I think it's Torah Semes. It is brought in the name of Reb Chaim Brisker, even though I don't think it's an Reb Chaim or a Rambam. But Reb Chaim's contemporary was the greatest godel in Galicia at that time. Tshuvas Beis Yitzchak, Or HaChaim Simenyud Beis, says the same. Schiris Yitzchak Yisrael is Menatoya, but it's not a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. It is part of mitzvah's Kriyas Shema. And therefore, it's not on the list. It's part of Kriya Shema. And I think this approach is firmly based in the Rambam that I just quoted. Kriyas Sholosh Parshiyos Elu, Hi Hanikreis Kriyas Shema. And the Rambam clearly says, why do we read Parshas V'yoymer, Parsha Gimel Shel Kriya Shema? Mepnei Sheyesh Bazichon Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that is why we read it two times a day, by night as well. So it is included in Mitzvah Kriyas Shema. Towards the end of today's year, I will also explain and validate this approach, because Schiris Yetzias Mitzrayim is supposed to bring us to Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim, and that is the essence of Mitzvah Kriyas Shema. Approach number five, which is not as convincing. V'yafar piken yesh loy mokoyim. And maybe the mitzvah of Schiris Yetzias Mitzrayim is an extension, and it is part of the mitzvah of Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Iker mitzvah, Zocher Es HaYom HaZeh, the Rambam is right. Zocher Es HaYom HaZeh refers to Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Leil HaSeder. But as I explained many times, Be'ikar Betoiras HaRambam, sometimes there is Ikara Mitzvah and additional principles that are included in the Mitzvah. And maybe the same as in our Sugya. Tzchilas Yetzias Mitzrayim B'Kol Yoyim is a chelek of the Mitzvah of Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that fits in well with Rashi. Laman Tizkoyer is the Hashlama of Zohar. And Zohar and Laman Tizkoyer are not two separate mitzvahs, but two sides of the same coin. And according to this approach, maybe there's not even a machlokes between Rambam and Rashi. Zohar is Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it is also Tzchilas Yetzias Mitzrayim, Bozeh V'Limeil Al Zeh. There's a machlokes in Poiskim, Tzchilas Yetzias Mitzrayim, morning and night, Boiker V'Erev, Ad Shedor Sheben Zoymer, Laman Tizkes Yom Tzeit Chomesan Kol Yimecheyecho, Yimecheyecho Ela Yomim Kol Yimecheyecho Ero Al Elois. Is that only given choice, like Kriya Shema, or is it all day? The Mishnah Megillah Daf Chof, and the Sugi there, Kol HaMitzvah Shezmana B'Yoyim Mitzvos and Kol HaYoyim, Zmana B'Layla Mitzvos and Kol HaLayla. Only Kriya Shema is an exception, because by Kriya Shema the Pasuk says, Uvkomecha, and that is Zman Kima. So what is the din of Tzchilas Yetzias Mitzrayim B'Yom, Kol HaYoyim or Gimel Shois? Shag Esariah, Simen Yud says, Kol HaYoyim, because it's not B'Shach Mecha Uvkomecha. The Pri Chodesh I quoted in the beginning of the Shir also clearly says Kol HaYoyim, and that is why he has a problem. Why is it the mitzvah say Shazman Groma? Or Sameach, based on the Rambam we just quoted, says, no. Tzchilas Yetzias Mitzrayim is a part of Kriya Shema. So it goes without saying, same halacha says Kriya Shema. Gimel, Kriya Sholosh Parshas Eila Al-Seyde Hiyane Kreis Kriya Shema. So this question is mitla talia. It's totally dependent on the different approaches. How do we define the mitzvah of Tzchilas Yetzias Mitzrayim? Rav Meir Simcha is right if it's part of Kriya Shema, and that is obviously what we learn from the Rambam. But if it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, like the Tzlach or the others, then why would it be Gimel Shois? It would be like all the other mitzvahs, Shezmanam v'yom shemitzvosan kol hayoyim. So this once again depends on the essence of the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim all year round, every morning and evening. There's a Gemara Brochas Yud Gimel. Kriya Shema de Rabbi Yehuda Nosi de Rabbi Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And Rav asks Rav Chiya, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, didn't recite Kriya Shema? And he says, when he covered his eyes, Kishema v'yodai al einav, that is when he said Shema Yisrael. He did it very briefly, nobody noticed, but that's his Kriya Shema, Shema Yisrael. And then there's a machlokes in Gemara, Choyzev HaKoyre, Yena Choyzev HaKoyre. After he finished the Shia, did he once again say all the given parashiyos or not? And there's a machlokes. And one man the Omer proves, Yena Choyzev HaKoyre. And that is why he's makbed every day, as part of the Shia, to teach a halacha that is associated with Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why? Because with Shema Yisrael, you're Yoytze Kriya Shema. But you still have to be Mekayim, the Mitzvah of Tzchilas Yetzias Mitzrayim. How did the Rabbi do that? Every day he mentioned the halacha about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Kosav HaMagon Avraham, and the Magen Avraham appears in two different sources. Samach Zayin, Sivkot Nalef, Kuvav, Sivkot Nehei. Even though the Gemara says, Sufak, Omer Emes Yatzav, Sufak Loyom, Achoyzer Vekoyre, that is only B'yamei Kedem. But since our minig is to say Shiras Hayam every day in Pesukah de Zimra, we are already Yoytzes Shiras Yetzias with Shiras Hayam. And therefore, Einoi Choyzer Vekoyre. Rabbi Kiva Eiger on the spot quotes, Chasni Hagon Hagol Ramoshe Soifer. It's beautiful that a Shver quotes his son-in-law, but not everybody has a son-in-law like the Chassam Sofer. Rabbi Kiva Eiger quotes the Chassam Sofer, and the Chassam Sofer speaks his own mind, not only on Shulchan Aruch, but also Tshuvas Arachayim Tezvav Aleph. Tezvav Aleph, because by some mistake, the printers printed two Simen Tezvav Tshuvas Arachayim Chassam Sofer. So they made Tezvav Aleph, Tezvav Beis, Tezvav Aleph. Chassam Sofer voices his argument on his own. Rabbi Akiva Eigenes himself said, "You're not Yotzei Schiris Yetzias Mitzrayim only by mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim. Kriyas Yamsuf is not Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's the greatest miracle, but it's not Yetzias Mitzrayim. And if Chazal said Tzorach Lahaski Yetzias Mitzrayim, whether it's based on the Mantis Kriyas Yamsuf Chomayas Mitzrayim, or it's based on the Posek Zuchar Yom Yisrael Asher Yetzosam Mitzrayim." What we need to mention is Yetzias Mitzrayim and not Kriyas Yamsuf, so you're not Yotzei B'Shiras Hayam. Shulchan Aruch Harav has the same argument against the Mugen Avraham. Samach Zayin Aleph. L'shitosoi, Mem Vav Tet, Siv Tet, Shulchan Aruch Harav says, if a person is late to davening or his minion is late and he's afraid they won't say Kriyas Shema V'Berchoseh before Sosman Kriyas Shema, what should he do? He should be mechava when we say Shema Yisrael before Pesukah Dezimr and Berchos Hashachar. The minig is to say Shema Yisrael. He should be Yotze Kriya Shema. And how is he Yotze Tzchis Yitzis Mitzrayim when he says the pasuk Onolki Hashem Alkecho Amalcho Me'eretz Mitzrayim? And why doesn't he say Shira Sayam L'shitosa Yenat Yotze with Shira Sayam? How would we understand the Mugen Avraham? One could argue in Sichas Minchas Osho, Sichas Chelek Gimel, I don't recall which Ma'amar, it's based on Ma'amorim, but I brought great sources from Gedolei HaDoros, so the Ikar Yetzias Mitzrayim, the climax, was Kriyas Yamsuf. And it is only by Kriyas Yamsuf that Bnei Yisrael achieved the Gewaldige Madrege, Chazal say in Mechilta Ros, Ushifcho Alayam, that was Kriyas Yamsuf. And the Pasuk says, Zekeli Vanveyu. And Chazal say, Hoyo Maram Be'etzba Va'oimrim. They pointed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was tangible in their eyes. And they said, Zekeli Vanveyu. Also, in the most practical sense, it is only when Ve'yar B'nei Yisrael Sinsayim Meis Al Svas Ayam, when they saw the Egyptian armies totally destroyed and devastated, it is only then that they felt redeemed. It is only then that they felt free, and that was Shlemes HaGeula. So according to this approach, which is based on the Gra, Rabbeinu Bache, Ibn Ezra, I brought gewaldige sources, and it's in the Kuntas that we printed this week. So that is the climax, the essence of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But I really think, according to the Chasam Sofer, when Chazal say Tzorach Haske Yetzias Mitzrayim, doesn't necessarily mean Yetzias Mitzrayim. It means the process, the miracles. Yodei Agdoila V'Zroya HaNotuyo. Because the source and the argument of the Mugen Avraham is Halacha. It's not Mashma the Gemara that Rabbeinu HaKodesh every day said the same Halacha. And which Halacha was it? Tzorach Haske Yetzias Mitzrayim? It's Mashma the Gemara, every day he mentioned some Halacha that's associated with Yetzias Mitzrayim. So maybe according to the Mugen Avraham, you don't need to mention Dafka Hamalchu Me'eretz Mitzrayim, but rather something about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Whether it's based on Zocharas Yom Hazeh, or on Mantiskeres Yom Tzeischu Me'eretz Mitzrayim. So this is an interesting machlokes between the Mugen Avraham on one hand, and three of the great Achroinim on the other hand, Shulchan Aruch Harav, Rabbi Akiva Eigenes, some sefer that disagree with the Mugen Avraham. In two different sources do we find that learning halachas is as if we're makayim mitzvahs zechira. And that's fascinating. Regarding Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, and I wrote about this at great length in Chelek Gimel, Moyadim, and also when I go to Shul Pesach Minchas Osho. On one hand, we all remember the greatest tenuum we're sitting, Koloi Serayla B'mei B'rak, Voiskin B'Yetzias Mitzrayim. But in the Tesefta, we find a similar story, Voiskin B'Lchaz HaPesach. What do we say to the Ben Chochem? Hilchaz HaPesach, Ayim Eftir Erach HaPesach Afikoimon. I explained many times, we have hundreds upon hundreds of Agadas, and all these Agadas have Pshat Lachem Pelpulim and Veret Lachem Perperois. But that's not the mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Rambam clearly says, Perek Zayin Mehilchos Chometz Matzah, Mitzvah Sesei Shotor Lesaper Benisim V'Neflois. So what I explain is this. You're not Yotze the mitzvah unless you relate miracles. But when Chazal say Kol Amar B'Lasar Perareza Meshubach, that includes everything. It includes Hilchos Korban Pesach, Hilchos Matzah B'Morim, Pshat Lach Pilpulim. All these hundreds of agadas are things that Gedolei Yisrael said B'Leil HaSeder. L'chayre, it's a bitul mitzvah to say. The only mitzvah L'Saper B'Nissim Nefrois. And what I argue is, you're only Yoytzu with Nissim Nefrois. But anything associated with Tzias Mitzrayim is Bechal Kol Amar B'Lasaper. But what we find in Brochas Yud Gimel and in the approach of the Mugen Avraham is a far greater chiddush, that your Yoytzes Chiddush Yetzias Mitzrayim with Halachas. So I think the explanation is there's a difference between Zechira and Sipur. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is clearly defined. Nisim v'neflois, nothing else. Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is just a remembrance. And this mitzvah Yukib D'Yakayim with anything associated with Yetzias Mitzrayim. Especially according to Rashi, L'mantiskris Yetzias Mitzrayim alidei Achilas Pesach v'matzah. Pesach and Matzah bring to mind stages in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Pesach brings to mind Makas Bechoris. Posach Hashem ala Pesach. That's Makas Bechoris. It's not Yetzias Mitzrayim. Matzah is even before they left Eretz Mitzrayim. Reispek B'tzekim Shalav Yisrenu Lahachmitz. So there's reason to argue. And now I want to be Miyasa the Mugen Avraham. Tzchiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is Lav Davke Etzem HaYetziah, but the miracles of the process. And that is why you're Yoytzi, even with the Halach. And the third source is even a greater Chiddush, Ravid and Rashmi Shans, and their Pirushim, Letoris Kohenim Sefro, Tchilas Parshas Bechukos, and they say, when you learn Hilchos Megillah, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah of Tchilas Maaseh Amalek. Why? Hilchos Megillah brings to mind Haman. Haman was Mezer Agag. Agag was Mezer Amalek. It almost sounds like Tchilas Doimel Yam, Yam Doimel Rakia, Rakia Doimel Rakia Seyakovoid. So once again, I don't think you're Yoytze the Mitzvah of Tchilas Maaseh Amalek. What they mean to say is, just like we find Kol Amar B'Lasaper, Kol Amar B'Lasaper B'Maaseh Amalek Areza Meshubach. You're not Yoytze with Hilchos Megillah, but you're Mekayim the Mitzvah of Tchilas Maaseh Amalek with Mikra Megillah. It's still a huge chiddush. And with Hilchos Megillah, which is even a bigger chiddush, because in Hilchos Megillah, you don't even mention Haman. In Megillah Esther, you mention Haman. So once again, regarding Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim and Tchilas Maaseh Amalek, you're not Yoytze. That is a mitzvah. Regarding Tchilas Yetzias Mitzrayim, my understanding of the Mugen Avraham, you are even Yoytze. And that is a gevaldige chiddush. So I mentioned before one approach that Tchilas Yetzias Mitzrayim is part of the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema. Another approach is Tchilas is part of Sipur. So let me explain. B'derech Musa, B'derech Avoida, and Pnimius, there are two reasons that we are supposed to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. Two fundamentals. The Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo, and I quoted this Ramban hundreds of times, and Yehi Ratzon Halavai many more times. Men anisim agadolim vamefersomim odam moide benisim anastorim shehem yisod kol haTorah kulo shein lanu chelek betoras Moshe ad sheneida shekol dvoreinu vemekreinu hem nisimeim behem teva v'menhogei shel olam. And then the Ramban goes on to explain the importance of recognizing Chasdei Shemayim and thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein le'elyon chefetz v'techtoinen kiyem shi'eda odom v'yoyde le'elikov shabaroim. So on one hand, we are supposed to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim to be mechazik el emunah, and in shir v'shelach halal v'hoidoye to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The other principle is Kabbalah Zohar Malchus Shemayim. So many times Chodesh Nisan, when we prepare for the Seder, I mentioned there's only one pasuk that we quote four times בליל הסדר. בעבור זה עשו השם לי. And Rashi explains בעבור זה כדי שאקיים מצוותיו. It's a פסוק. כי לי בני ישראל עבודים, עבודיהם, אשר יצאתי עשם מארץ מצרים. So the tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim is twofold, and the tachlis of Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is twofold. Lohoides ulahalel, lekabel or malchus shemayim. And these two fundamental ideas in Pnimius and Musar substantiate the two different drochem I said in Lomdus. If it's about kabbalas or malchus shemayim, it's part of Kriya Shema. If it's about lohoides ulahalel, it's part of Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it's interesting. Part of the Haggadah, an integral part of the Haggadah is Hallel. And on the other hand, Tzchias Mitzrayim, Tzchias Mitzrayim is part of Kriya Shema. So many times I explain my feeling, Sipi Tzchias Mitzrayim is more about Hallel. Zechiras Tzchias Mitzrayim is more about Kabbalas or Malchus Shemayim. And that is an idea I wrote about at great length in Sichas Minchas Oshach Chelek Gimel. One additional thought, very brief, a moshel, and this is a modern day moshel. Don't look for it by the Magid Medubina because he can't say this moshel. It's a modern moshel. So anytime you buy a new telephone or a new cell phone, there's a feature, there's a possibility of putting all your memories, all your numbers into the phone. It's nerve-wracking. It's a process. You need to take a deep breath and set aside 20 minutes and read that most boring of all literature in the world. User's manual. There's no other way. Take out that booklet. You're going to need to punch 100 keys, 100 numbers. But in the long run, it's a time saver. So as long as you have this phone and you want to call someone, you just need to press one key. And all the 10 numbers will come up on the screen. So my feeling is, Beleil HaSeder, that is when you put everything into your memory. That is when we all put everything into our collective memory of Klal Yisrael. Take a deep breath. Set aside time. It's going to take all night. At Shabbat Talmidein Vomru Robisenu Giezman Kriya Shemash Shachas. But if you do it properly, all year round, there will be no need to tell long stories. All year round, you just press one button, and everything will come up, all your emotions, all your feelings, all your lahoides v'lahalal, and all your kabbalas or malchus shemayim, and that is schiras yetzias mitzrayim in every day. So sipi yetzias mitzrayim is the fundamental. That's the real avodah. But if you do it properly, and you put anything into your memory, all year round, you just need to press one button. And you should have all the feelings come up. And all the lahoides ulahalal. And all the avodeihem asher tzeisi yosom miyeretz Mitzrayim. So when we read the parashiyos of Golus v'Geula, it is a proper time to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to hope and pray. Kodesh Boch Yishlach Lano Mashiach Tzidkenu V'yig Oleinu B'meheru V'yameinu. We should be Zoicha B'korov Tobias Goyal Tzedek B'meheru V'yameinu. Amen.
Olam Shalem Shel Tochen Mechake Lecha B'kol HaLashon 03-617-1111